Now, let's look at some examples of these explanations. Students may explain why a mathematical procedure works, what an answer means, or explain why a solution method is more suitable or better than another. They might say what an answer means by interpreting the results of a calculation within the context of a given story problem, for example. Students might use number sense reasoning or other estimation skills to justify an answer. Students may also attend to the meaning of the steps they used to solve a particular problem. It's important to distinguish this last form of explanation from a simple listing of steps with no attention to meaning. Oftentimes in mathematics lessons, students are asked to describe the steps of a procedure. For example, they're asked to explain how they multiply two fractions, or how they turned a percent into a decimal, or how they measured an angle. These activities, although important, are not the type of meaning-making explanation this code is intended to capture. Simply outlining the steps involved in a procedure, how to solve a problem, or carry out an operation does not count as an explanation. Neither does providing a definition when it contains no explanatory component.